Do you ever hear that?
Sold. Sold like.
What about loan or loom? Do you ever hear that?
No.
What would you call the flat land next to a river or a stream that gets overflowed?
River. Bed. Okay, think of that neither.
Well, do you ever hear people talk about bottom land or low land or bottom?
Yeah, the bottom land sometimes.
What's bottom land like?
Well, like we down bottom, and some of them up on top. Well, like you say, you call it damp, so damp down there because we down low and they up high. Mm-hmm. And that's what it look like. That's why we say that we down by the water side, and that's why we have, I'm always got colds and things. Mm-hmm. And my sister stay up there on the high hill, they don't bother it all that much.
How far are you from the water?
About 3 or 4 blocks. Mm-hmm. You keep that on straight out, that street there, mm-hmm. and let's see, two, after you cross Governor Street, then you got about 2, 3, 4 more blocks to go right on straight out. We used to go around there all the time, my husband, and we'd go down in the water, you know, and swimming and all, mm-hmm. them evenings. My husband always go swimming and all that, but now that I'm built all down there now, ain't got no more bail house back. All down. Well, we used to go down on the walk down there on a picnic. Used to go down there. They had a place there for you to do picnic and all. They done built all around up. And it ain't like they used to be no more. Mm-hmm. And changed all that up out there. Used to go all down that way. And either one man or boy on a Sunday was shocked. He'd come up out the water. Mm-hmm. And he had to get, the boy had to get up on a post and stay up there on a post in the water until they left. Big old shock. We sitting on the side looking at him when they come up to try to get him. I said, ain't that something though? And we used to go down and catch the crabs. I did it on Thursday evening for Friday, you know. We have a big pot of okra gumbo, either crab okra or crab stew for my husband and for his dinner. And big old ones too, pretty ones, crabs, you know. And I go down and borrow the nets, you know, the men down the wharf, the nets, and they done it to me, and I put up some, cast some bait down there, like getting some more fish, put in the net, and here they come, after that piece of that fish. And I got about 6 of them here, and brought home, and I cleaned them, and next day I had me a big old pot. That's what I used to do a long time ago, but now I can't get out no way and haul it down. And then changed everything now, like it's like it used to be no more. That's the time I used to have my good time them days. I said, can't say I didn't.
What would you call land that it's got water standing on it?
Like a beach or something?
Or
ocean?
Well, what about that has trees growing in it? It's just kind of wet. Where people could go hunting or something. Do you ever hear of a marsh or a swamp?
Oh, like a swamp? Mm-hmm. There used to be like a swamp. They used to, trees and all used to go around.
Where was the swamp?
Sometimes be down there too, like on the bay. Mm-hmm. Called a swamp. And then over this way, there wasn't no houses around on this side. And the pine trees. Used to be all out there. We used to go through that road, going to Government Street, anywhere I want to go, to my friend's house. Before they built all around here. We the only place one moved down, built down here. Then after we got around here, me and my mother, then they started all around us. Yeah, nobody down in that place over there. And I had some white friends across the street, Miss and Miss on the corner, them tore them houses down now.